He was made a curse for us. He had no personal connection with sin, but he became connected to it because he loved us. And that made him a debtor, that made him a sinner. Paul says it with a boldness, he made him sin. And that's why God recoiled. That's why he sent him into the far country. That's why he wouldn't listen to him when he cried. That's why he wouldn't look when the Savior bled and died. It's a glorious thing, that little word, for. It is the for of substitution for us. My substitute, my sin, there, in Christ, on the cross, and God not spare. And we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Yea, wash thou me, and I shall be whiter than snow. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. He casts our sins into the depths of the sea of his own forgetfulness. All my trespass, all my mean little sins, all my sins against those who love me the most. All my trespasses. And at the great mercy seat, I live under the cover of that sacrifice, once and for all. It is finished. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, give me a covering. My sin needs to be covered. That's it, Lord. We have a great high priest. Well, let's draw near. Let's come with boldness. Let's find mercy. All of us, everybody here tonight, come now to Christ for mercy. Come for a covering. There's a covering here. It's available for you tonight, this covering. For your sin is here. Oh, don't leave without a covering. It's been woven by the agony and bloody sweat of a Savior who, because of his love, wouldn't come down until he redeemed you, until he paid the price, until he cleared the slate clean. You go to him tonight and you say, Lord, I need a covering. I need forgiveness. I need my sin to be forgotten. Put a veil over it. And the veil is the obedience of Jesus Christ to death, even the death of the cross. I don't believe God ever brings our sins back to haunt us. I believe the devil does. And in our folly, we will go and we will dive in and seek for them and find them again in our folly. The devil will bring them back. We can often say, God forgives our sins, but we don't forgive our own sins. You must. If the blood of Christ has satisfied God's righteousness, it can satisfy your conscience. I must put my past, my indefensible past, the thing I am most ashamed of in my life, I must put it behind me. I must leave it there. And sometimes, perhaps, when you give your testimony, you needn't even hint at what you once were, because grace has changed you, and the blood has cleansed you. And the righteousness clothes you. And the forgetfulness of God has cast it from you. And he will never bring it before you again. And the judge, when you stand in that great day and give an account of your life, that judge will be the Savior who gave his life and shed his blood. that you might be ransomed and healed and restored and forgiven. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You take him tonight.